Hi, welcome to the first gutter of the week. I've got Adam with me again, Adam the Meliester. I've got Neil, I've got John. Well, the big news that broke yesterday is that the Fabinho deal might be in some risk of collapse, because the deal was apparently stalling over the entry requirements or the entry rights of Fabinho's French bulldog. So that's a worry, isn't it, Adam, at this stage? You wonder, people talk about the moral dilemmas that Jordan Henderson has faced and the decisions he's made and how he's chosen money over everything. Will Fabinho ditch his mutt for tens of millions of quid, get a hamster, a goldfish? I don't know what the requirements are. But in new territory.
To be honest, yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to tip me over the edge this summer, but it might be this. This might be the show where I throw my toys out the pram and ignore any sort of context of what other teams might be doing and whether this sort of dog-related issue might also be affecting, I don't know, Bernardo Silva or somebody like that that also got dogs and wants to move to the Middle East.
The However, his name is also a bit like a dog.
Saint Bernardo, yeah.
Well, this is where the transfer window, they talk about the domino effect of the transfer window. So Fabinho's dog starts a domino effect, and actually breaking this morning, and this is not the LFC related, although we can shoehorn it in, that a Saudi team, one of the Saudi lads, have made a €300 million bid for Mbappe. So, wow.
Well, Neil, you're going to have to... Has he got a dog?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, have they factored this in? He may have a plethora of dogs.
Almost certainly got a French bulldog.
Paris apartment suites. And now, and the Saudis, they've got their $300 million together. They think that's the hard bit, but they haven't sorted kennelling. But anyway, but Neil, what do you, I mean, you've heard of this news has come out in the last half hour about Mbappe. It's worth discussing, because Liverpool, well, we were one of the teams tentatively linked with him for a while. I just can't help thinking this is some sort of diddle between PSG's owners and the Saudis to make Real Madrid pay some money now rather than wait a year. What do you think?
It's possible. I think it's also possible that there's just an opportunity that's been seen because they feel as though it might work. I think there's also the reality that, yes, you know, it might be a game being played to try to flush Mbappe out one way or another. The Mbappe situation, just in the sort of the wider sense, strikes me as really odd that it's come to pass in quite this way. I think it's also the story of a limitation of those, effectively one of the core issues that PSG have got around Mbappe is I just don't think he particularly enjoys or sees on a brand sense the purpose of continuing to play football for Paris Saint-Germain, because it feels like it doesn't count. And I think that this is a really valuable object lesson around the Saudi Arabian question as well, i.e. would him going to the current best team in Saudi Arabia, the lads who won the league last year and have already made some good signings, and going and win the league there no matter how much he gets paid, would he feel as though that counts? And would other footballers feel as though it counts? And I think that that's your key thing, really. Does